This is your KUTX Soundcheck. I'm Taylor Wallace.
You know we got to play one more for Bernie, right?
As the 2016 presidential race heats up, America's most important political class, celebrities and musicians, are beginning to declare their endorsements. Members of Vampire Weekend and the Dirty Projectors joined Bernie Sanders at an Iowa rally to sing Unbelievers and Woody Guthrie's This Land Is Your Land, while Kid Rock and country music legend Loretta Lynn voiced their support for Donald Trump. UK singer Adele, however, is staying out of the frenzy, saying that her music is not approved for any political campaign. That means no more Skyfall and Rolling in the Deep, pumping up the crowds at Trump rallies.
You and me, you guys know what's right.
Three more artists join the Austin City Limits Hall of Fame this October. The third annual induction ceremony celebrates B.B. King, Kris Kristofferson, and Bonnie Raitt for their influential performances on PBS's long-running television show. Last year's inductees included Loretta Lynn, Townes Van Zandt, and Asleep at the Wheel. Levitation Fest, formerly Austin Psych Fest, continues to add to its already stacked list of high-caliber acts. The festival announced on Wednesday that rising superstar Courtney Barnett and cult music legend Ween, who announced a reunion tour in November after the group broke up back in 2012, are joining a bill that already includes Brian Wilson, Animal Collective, and Flying Lotus. Also added this week, Dan Auerbach's psychedelic side project, The Arcs. 2016 continues to be a rough year for the music world, and recently, American music has felt those losses. Last week, on January 28th, Jefferson Airplane lost two of its founding members, drummer and lifelong San Francisco resident Paul Kantner and singer Signe Anderson. Anderson was in the band for just a year before starting a family and being replaced by Grace Slick. And Wednesday, Memphis-born Maurice White, the founding member and band leader of Earth, Wind & Fire, passed peacefully in his sleep after a 25-year battle with Parkinson's disease. All three musicians were 74. Find out more about these stories and other music news at KUTX.org. That's your sound check. For KUTX, I'm Taylor Wallace.